The New Year's is a time for traveling, and for those who want to sit back and relax instead of driving, there are Nauru's tours. So sit back and enjoy the ride.
Tehran is a historic city that became capital of Iran in 1795. Tehran is a metropolitan city and, like other huge cities, has many cars, and many cars translate to pollution. Iran's capital in Nowruz is an exception. Every year, Tehran municipality holds free Tehran Nowruz tours for people coming to visit the city and its residents. I decided to see Tehran with one of these tours. The first and main destination for Tehran Nowruz tour is Mila Tower. There are many interesting programs inside just for this time of year. Let's go inside and check it out. Before getting to the tower itself, you can find many cultural attractions for all ages and tastes, like historical Persian characters to take pictures with.
So Tehran is a beautiful place, a beautiful capital of Iran, and I really like Nowruz because people get together for Nowruz and they celebrate Nowruz very same way as India celebrates the New Year. So I really like Nowruz and my friends here in Iran. I wish everybody happy Nowruz. Nowruz Mubarak.
Nowruz Mubarak.
I could not resist not visiting this small zoo they called Animal Village. There were many wild animals, some dangerous like vultures, owls, ostriches, snakes and wolves, and some not so dangerous like ponies, llamas and deer.
Wolf is one of my favorite animals. People coming here can see this animal pretty close, not this close, but close enough.
The visitors also watched the glorious flight of an eagle on top of Tehran skies.
Happy Nowruz.
Different nomadic tribes from different quarters of Iran had come to Milad Tower to let people of Tehran see how they live. The nomadic tribes in Iran are known for their hospitality. This program gives tourists a good opportunity to become familiar with wide range of subcultures and traditions that have lived peacefully together for thousands of years. It's time to go inside the tower and see the programs they have. Different artists from all around Iran have come here to let people see the beauty they can create. The main attraction in Tehran Tower is its top, giving you a clear view of Tehran. In Nowruz holidays this year, around 25,000 visitors came to see the tower daily to have fun and enjoy themselves. Tehran is thousands of years old as a city and more than 200 years old as Iran's capital. It's one of the few cities in the world that's both modern and historic.
Palace is another attraction that I've had the chance to visit coming with this tour. Let's go inside.
The history of Niavaram Palace goes back to Qajar era, the end of 1600s. Niavaram Palace is made up of many different buildings, but the main palace was completed in 1968 and was the primary residence of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, Iran's last monarch.
یک کاخ بسیار کوچیکی رو اینجا فتحعلی شاه می‌سازه که بعداً پهلوی دوم اون رو تخریب می‌کنه و یه فضایی رو به این صورت که می‌بینیم می‌سازه. کاربری اینجا قرار بوده که دفتر کار محمد رضا شاه باشه، بعداً تغییر کاربری میده و اینجا تبدیل به محل سکونتش میشه و اینجا کلاً زندگی می‌کنه.
This palace and other palaces like it were turned into museums after 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran. Now everyone can come and see it. The visitors are not only Iranian, they come from different countries. German tourists also enjoyed themselves.
Can you tell me about the palace itself? How do you find the palace?
Fine, very great. Yes.
Big thing. A lot of golden surfaces. I was surprised a bit. If you go to France, for example, and look in the palaces there, there's a lot of huge golden places. And here it's straight, great thing, and really nice, impressive.
Arash Khalabari, reporting for Iran.